That was Beethoven's Coriolan Overture, played by the Symphony Orchestra of the Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestras, in their fourth in-person rehearsal after resuming them on April 11th. After going 1 year without collective rehearsals, students, conductors, and staff at CYSO say they emerged from the pandemic with an even greater appreciation and love for live ensemble music. For music director Alan Tinkham, who conducts symphony orchestra, the pandemic stunned his imagination of what the classical music industry could look like.
I couldn't have conceived of such a blow to the art of classical music, ensemble music. To think that that was impossible over this last year, to think that opera companies haven't played at all in a year. And symphonies that are playing in very small groups, masked and distanced, and not playing any of the pieces they would normally be playing. That has been a blow to the art of music that I couldn't have imagined.
The highest level of CYSO, symphony orchestra, usually consists of 130 students rehearsing for 3 hours every Sunday afternoon, working on romantic and contemporary works. However, this year, in order to allow as many students to play while spacing out, the orchestra was divided into four pods. The pods consist of 18 to 37 masked musicians rehearsing for 75 minutes at a time, playing pieces ranging from Mahler to Beethoven to Bartok. Over the past year, CYSO rehearsals have been held on Zoom for 90 minutes, but the ability to play together collectively just cannot be fully replicated in an online format.
The orchestra is about being able to breathe together and play together, and that's the one thing that we weren't able to do on Zoom or any other of these telecommunications packages. So even though I feel like we were able to accomplish a lot, I feel like we're finally getting back to what the orchestra is supposed to be.
Madeline Maxwell, Director of Operations at CYSO, helped organize the in-person rehearsals and also noted the importance of getting students back in the Fine Arts Building on Michigan Avenue for rehearsal.
I think the crucial part is making music is not something that can be substituted with virtual learning, the way that you can play music in person. There's so many things that can be achieved much quicker when you're truly immersed in it. You can, in live time, hear, oh, I need you to correct that pitch. And it moves so much quicker when you're in real time.
While the in-person experience was recognizable, it was also a little different for symphony orchestra violinist and lab student Eddie Christensen.
Well, I thought I would find myself in a more familiar setting, and I did. We were in the same rehearsal room. I recognized a few people, of course, including Maestro, of course. But on the other hand, it was a lot different because, of course, there were a lot fewer players. It at once felt like a return to normalcy and also something new.
Even with the strangeness of the situation, the resumption of in-person rehearsals also motivated Eddie to practice and improve because he could see the result of his practice in rehearsals.
I feel like I'm definitely part of something bigger. Just sitting at home, withering in front of your computer screen, while like participating in orchestra, it just doesn't feel the same as coming in. Being around people who are doing the same thing as you, I would say it's like, yeah, everything feels more meaningful and like I feel like I'm part of something bigger.
Although the pandemic shut down rehearsals and forced music to move online, it also helped to enhance and increase the emotional value of music, according to Ms. Maxwell.
It used to be, oh yeah, of course, I'm gonna go see the CSO next week because there's a concert. Now it's like, oh my goodness, I can't wait to get tickets because it's a live thing that we've been deprived of.
And he also felt that coming back to in person increased its value and significance.
Even though we didn't lose it, we did have a form of it that I think just doesn't compare to what orchestra is. And so I'm definitely going to be, yeah, I'm definitely not going to take that for granted anymore.
During the pandemic, Maestro Tinkham also reflected on what he learned from moving rehearsals online to Zoom and the importance of music in his life.
I'm someone who appreciated music before, and I appreciate music more every year of my life, because every year older I get, the more important it becomes, because I realize how valuable the time is in a new way. So having not had it for this year was, as a musician, the most pain I could imagine. And to be back, I'm going to appreciate it even more. I'm going to love it even more. I'm going to work even harder. I'm going to conduct even better. And I think that I probably grew more this year as a musician than I have any year of my life, just out of sheer desperation to make music.
Even though in-person rehearsals could not commence at CYSO for over a year, staffs, students, and conductors alike found a greater awareness and gratitude for live music in their lives. Reporting for the U-High Midway, this is Louis Aux Enfants.